This is The Recency Bias. Managing editor at rabbithabs.com, Zach Vanoss, along with you here on this Tuesday, or rather rare Tuesday episode of The Recency Bias. Tuesday, November 28th. Good to have you along. Let's get the Twitter stuff out of the way right off, because maybe some of you don't always listen to the end of this very short podcast because of your millennial attention span. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets, where you can get fantastic updates on what the final bit of Halloween candy left in the bowl was. Right? That's what you're here for. At the Montreal Bias, follow that along during games from time to time for in-game commentary. That is eerily similar to what you hear on this podcast. And of course, follow at Rabbit Habs. That way you know when there's new content up on rabbithabs.com, much like yesterday's edition of The Forum, because we're ahead of the curve. Before Carey Price went and beat Columbus, we were asking the question, can Carey Price save this Habs season? You might be surprised by the answers. Check that out. That's up on the forum on rabbithabs.com. A bunch of our Rabbit Habs contributors weighing in on that one, including myself, my co-host on The Big Show, Sean O'Neill, our deputy editor and frequent stand-in for me on this bad boy, Ian Boisvert. We got Robert Brown in there. We got Kyle Russell in there. Oh, yeah. All the hits. Speaking of the hits, speaking of playing the hits, your Montreal Canadiens are playing the hits again. A 3-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets on Monday night. Good. Here's how you know they were playing the hits. Throughout the course of the game, they were largely outplayed by the Blue Jackets. They were definitely outshot by the Blue Jackets. 38-28, the final shot total. And much like Hodor, they were forced to hold the door for about half the game. But that's okay. Carey Price saves the day. It's like going to see one of your favorite bands, and you think you want to hear the new stuff. You like the new album. You've been listening to the new album. You're into it. It's good. You tell people it's great. They should get that one, not just listen to the classics. But then you get to the gig, and you're enjoying the new stuff. But when they hit those first few notes on the classics, it gets to you in your bones. That's what the Habs were up to, specifically Carey Price. That's what he was up to on Monday night against the Blue Jackets. Bobrovsky v. Price, so you know this one's probably been going to be a bit of a goaltender contest. And it was a 3-1 score, not reflective of the fact that it was pretty much a 2-1 game the whole way. Empty netter by Andrew Shaw, his fifth of the season, made it 3-1. But really, this was a 2-1 game. And one that had Columbus doing everything they could to get back in and win it. But as we say, Carey Price shutting that door. Habs are outshot, as I mentioned, 38-28. That's the second time in as many games in which they were outshot by 10. But who cares? It's the old formula. It works. Blue line a little thin coming into this one. Yet again for the Canadiens, Shea Weber still ailing from that lower body injury, though expected to return to the lineup pretty soon for the Canadiens. In the meantime, Jeffrey Petrie, Michigan's own, continues to play some of his best hockey of the season. Another really solid game from Petrie. Jakub Jurebek, he of all the soft J's, playing a solid game. I didn't notice Carl Alsner, so I assume that's good. Victor Mete probably playing in his final games before heading back down to juniors in time for the World Junior Championship. Because, let's say, Weber expected back shortly, and Schlemko, sounds more like a weird company than the last name, he's expected to be making his debut with the Habs probably as soon as the Wednesday game against the Senators. So, blue line, I don't know, starting to take some shape that we can deal with. If Weber's if Petrie's going to be as good as he has been over the past five games or so, that'll help. That almost makes Petrie a number two. I mean, not that he's necessarily going to be playing with Shea Weber, but you know what I mean. The value of the number two. Subban and Markov weren't always together. They're still your 1-2. Ah, the good old days. Remember that? Sort of felt like it last night. Montreal looked good at the start of the game, even though by the end of the say they were Hodor in the thing. Outshot Columbus 11-6 in the first. They were up 2-0. Brendan Gallagher getting things going and nearly going. His 10th of the season. On a shot that, more often than not, Sergei Bobrovsky is probably going to stop. But Gallagher found himself with some room and just, he beat the Bravs. Galley now on pace. 33 goals on the season. 33! His 10th of the year equals his entire output from all of last year. And I know he missed quite a bit of last year, but it still took him something like 56 to 59 games. Something in the high 50s to get 10 last year. This year he accomplishes it in game number 25. And then Drouin with a power play goal, his 4th of the season. Still only 4 for Drouin. He looked a little better lately. Apparently he was battling a hand injury. Still. I mean, he's got a lot to learn. He hasn't played center since junior. He's been decent. Defensively down the middle for the Canadiens. So he's learning a lot. He had a really good interview with Arpin Basso of The Athletic the other day where you saw that Jonathan Drouin is going to, at the very least, keep working at this. You heard a work ethic that I don't think we've heard, let's say, in the case of Alex Galchenyuk. It seemed Drouin is watching a lot of tape. He knows the things he needs to be doing. We'll see if he gets there. But my point being, he only scored his 4th of the season last night. Could use a little more. It was power play, as I mentioned, the second time the Canadiens have scored on the power play in as many games. Special unit, kind of special teams were instrumental in this game, as the Canadiens did score a power play goal while holding the Columbus Blue Jackets to 0-for-5 on the power play on Monday night. Very crucial in the second period. Early on, Columbus trying to get back into things. In the second, and they get two power plays almost back-to-back. And Montreal, specifically Carey Price, manages to kill them both off. That keeps the Canadiens ahead. It keeps the Canadiens going. And while they did eventually beat Carey Price in that second period, really the penalty kill, I think they wound up with 3 crucial penalty kills in that third before eventually giving up an even strength goal. In the second before giving up an even strength goal. Game could have changed if they hadn't managed to kill those off. I mean, they still had to hold on with both hands and give it hell the rest of the way. But big game from the special teams. You get one on the power play. Hey, turned out to be the game winner. You killed it the rest of the way, mainly thanks to Carey Price. And even that one goal they did get, even strength goal, as Arpin Basu has a really good breakdown of all that it took to finally beat Carey Price. Beat just once. I believe that was the 59th shot, I want to say, that he faced between the two games before they finally beat him. And Basu breaks down in The Athletic if you have a subscription. Which I suggest you do. Not like they sponsor this or anything. Nobody does, obviously. But it's a good subscription. Especially on a day in Canada, Monday, when news media, print media specifically, took another huge hit. Support real journalists doing proper work. The free stuff, that's what Rabbit Habs is for. But no, quality of The Athletic, Basu, probably the best in the game when it comes to covering the Canadiens. Really good breakdown of that goal. And all that it took to finally beat Carey, he has made 74 of 75 saves since his return. That's a .986 save percentage through two games. He was 37-38 against the Jackets, .974 save percentage. So he's 5-7-1 since now in the season. Not the Carey Price record you expect, but hey, we've seen the real Carey Price back these last couple games. I think he was better against the Blue Jackets than he was against the Sabres, even though they did get that goal. And then, you know, real highlight of the night, beating the Columbus Blue Jackets means you get to see angry torts. I love seeing angry torts. Is there any other kind of torts, really? Is happy torts, is that a torts at all? No, angry torts is what you want. So the Habs get outshot 14-10 in the third, 18-9 in the second. But as we said, they held on. Carey Price did his thing. He was spectacular. Driving play once again, as Robert Brown points out in our edition of the forum up on Monday on the site. You know, not only does this guy make the saves, but everything flows through him. He pushes the action forward. You saw a couple opportunities in both games. Game against the Sabres and the game against the Blue Jackets. He's finding guys almost surprised. Surprising guys with the passes that moving. You may not have that puck-moving defenseman, the PMD, but you got a puck-moving goalie. I can live with the PMG. For a moment, only one other thing I want to talk about, I think very important to talk about before I get out of here on this Tuesday morning, is I'd like to bring up Charles Hudon again. Charles Hudon, still with the right idea, doing the right thing, trying to make it happen. Still not really coming for him yet. We'll find out if that ever works for him. But what I want to talk about this, and I proposed this on the Montreal Bias Twitter account during the game on Monday night. I know we can't call him, even though his name's Charles, I know we can't call him Chucky because that belongs to Alex Galchenyuk. I recognize that. I can respect that. But can we start calling him Chudon? And I say I want to call him Chudon mostly because I want to start calling him Chud. I want that evolution to happen quickly. So I would like to propose that we nickname Charles Hudon Chud. Can we do that? Thanks for considering. Other scores from around the NHL on Monday night. Penguins beat the Flyers in the Battle of Pennsylvania. They won that one 5-4. Panthers edged the Devils 3-2. And a couple Wild games. The Winnipeg Jets beating up on the Minnesota Wild 7-2. 7-2. I said that I wanted the Jets to announce themselves against the Sharks. They did not. They were beat 4-0 on the weekend. But pounded the struggling Minnesota Wild, who do not look very good right now. Something's wrong with the Wild. And speaking of scoring 7, the Blackhawks also put up a touchdown against the Anaheim Ducks. Blackhawks beat the Ducks by a 7-3 score. That's all your action from the NHL on Monday night. Interesting week coming up for the Canadiens. Wednesday night action against the Ottawa Senators. They'll be hosting them. 7:30 start for that game. And then we're looking at a quick trip from Ottawa down to Detroit Rock City, 7:30 start on Thursday night, and then Saturday they will be hosting those same Red Wings. So opportunity for the Canadiens to get some points, reassert themselves, ride on the wings of Carey Price, who's back. So until Thursday morning, take care.